Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 13th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Canine Veterans Day, honoring our brave canine heroes. Established in 1942, the U.S. Army Canine Corps began with dogs for defense, training dogs as sentries. Today, we salute these loyal, furry defenders who serve our country with unmatched dedication. Celebrate America's patriotic puppers. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 28 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 44 and a light east wind. Tonight, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies, dropping to a low of 35 and winds staying gentle. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 11:45 with a low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a high near 51 and a light northeast wind. Saturday brings a high near 59 with a chance of rain at night. Sunday features a higher chance of rain with a high near 65 and gusty south winds. Rain continues into Monday with a high near 59 and a chance of rain overnight. Lows will be in the upper 30s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant move, nearly half of the education department's workforce will face layoffs, impacting employees at the department's regional office in Boston. Approximately 1,300 career employees received termination notices, with administrative leave set to begin on March 21st. The closures of the department's Washington headquarters and regional offices were announced for unspecified security reasons. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey expressed concern over potential cuts to critical programs. Education Secretary Linda McMahon stated the layoffs aim to enhance efficiency and accountability. Now on to sports. Tiger Woods, at 49 years old, has suffered another devastating injury, this time a ruptured Achilles tendon, while practicing at home. This injury comes as he attempts to recover from back surgery and raises the grim question of whether his career is coming to an end. Woods announced on social media, "I am back home now and plan to focus on my recovery and rehab," thanking his supporters. Historically, he has struggled with injuries, making competition challenging. While recovery from a ruptured Achilles could take around a year, some hope remains as Bernhard Langer returned to form in just 3 months following a similar injury. In local sports, last night at the Garden, the Celtics fell to the Thunder 118-112. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led Oklahoma City with 34 points, while Chet Holmgren added 23. For the Seas, Jason Tatum delivered 33 points, 9 rebounds, and a trio of assists. The Thunder's strong performance sealed their playoff berth as they improved to 54-12, while Boston now stands at 47-19. Tomorrow night, The Celtics take on the Miami Heat at the Kaseya Center. Tomorrow night, the Bruins at 30-28-8 take on the Ottawa Senators in Canada. David Pastrnak leads the Bees with 33 goals. Boston aims to snap a two-game skid against Ottawa, who are 34-25-5. In top news, a federal judge has ordered that Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia University student arrested after participating in pro-Palestinian demonstrations, will remain in Louisiana for the time being. U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman set a schedule for lawyers to present written arguments regarding the appropriate court for Khalil's case. His lawyers are advocating for his return to New York for better access and to allow visits from his pregnant wife. Outside the courthouse, over 100 demonstrators gathered in support of Khalil, who has become a focal point in the ongoing debate over free speech and immigration policy. In business news, in recent trading, technology stocks have led a rebound in the United States and Asia, buoyed by mild inflation data that eased concerns about the economy. U.S. Treasury yields rose amid trade tensions, particularly following President Donald Trump's tariff announcements. Gold climbed to within $13 of its record high, while crude oil remained stable. Notably, the S&P 500 advanced by 0.5%, and the Nasdaq jumped by 1.2% as mega-cap tech shares rebounded. However, analysts caution that trade-related uncertainties may continue to impact inflation and the market outlook. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to $84,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 11% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. On Monday, the social network X experienced intermittent outages, which owner Elon Musk attributed to a massive cyber attack. He claimed it was executed by a coordinated group or a country, later suggesting that the attacks originated from Ukrainian IP addresses. However, security experts emphasize that distributed denial-of-service attacks typically involve a botnet with diverse IP addresses, making attribution challenging. One researcher noted that Ukrainian addresses did not appear in the top sources for the attacks. Musk's assertions raise questions about the actual origins and intent behind these disruptions. X has since secured its servers against future attacks. And in entertainment news, Bunny is a quirky indie comedy directed by Ben Jacobson, who also stars in the film. Set in an East Village tenement, the story unfolds over one chaotic summer day, featuring a colorful cast of characters, including hustlers, party girls, and even two dead bodies. While the plot may seem far-fetched, it captures the vibrant, rowdy essence of downtown Manhattan. The film immerses viewers in a world where neighbors engage in wild antics and unexpected mishaps. With moments of genuine humor, Bunny encapsulates a unique slice of life that reflects the enduring spirit of New York City. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 36th President of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson. And he said, "Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.